Not everyone is thrilled to see more rain sweeping across Northern California this week, but Randy Ritchie is.
Because of the amount of water that's washing new gold out, there'll be a modern-day gold rush this spring and summer.
Ritchie is vice president of the Santa Rosa Gold Diggers, a local club that has been out panning for tiny bits of the precious metal since the late 1970s. Fellow club member Robert Kinney adds that while the prospect of finding a little gold is always enticing, that's not necessarily what motivates them.
It's the adventure. It's getting out there in the sunshine, waist deep in water, finding new places that you normally wouldn't have gone before. Gold brings that to you. It's all one big adventure.
Gold comes from the Earth's molten mineral core, pushed around by deep geological forces and gradually making its way to the surface through cracks and fissures, but still usually well buried in the dirt. Which is why, Kinney says, the big rains are a big deal.
A lot of new deposits are being uncovered, a lot of erosion, a lot of trees are falling. So there's a lot of new places. Essentially, the whole top layer, overburden, if you will, is getting washed away, revealing your bedrock where your gold is lying.
Still, most of that also gets washed away into the creeks, streams, and rivers flowing down from the mountains. So for modern gold hunters, explains Ritchie, those are the most promising places to look.
You have to study the stream to understand where gold will be located. The way the water flows around bends, in front of rocks, a down tree, gold's going to get trapped in the roots. Look in the root balls where the socket was. Chances are you got gold lying in there.
In the great gold rush of the mid-1800s, hydraulic hoses and extended wooden sluice boxes were used by some big operators, but simple metal pans were the most common tools. Today, that's just about all that's allowed. So panning remains the most common method. Ritchie describes it as a gradual process of filtering and washing away the lighter materials that could be hiding the golden flakes or granules.
Gold's 19 times heavier than any of the material that you're going to get in the pan. If you're lucky, you might find some on the surface, but chances are you're going to have to move the bigger rocks out of the way and dig into the ground and pull the material out, then classify it, meaning you got to bring it all down to one size. A half-inch screen that gets it down to a quarter to an eighth, it gets really fine. You want it all one size, and then after you pan it out, you pull it back, and chances are you'll be lucky and find gold in the pan.
What are those chances? No one is giving odds, but Kinney says it is widely believed that all the gold that has been found so far is just a fraction of what exists.
It's really hard to know exactly how much gold is left because it's all unfound. And most of it is still being redeposited, coming up from the core in molten lava through veins of quartz. And then by erosion and things moving around, the gold is deposited down into rivers.
Just remember, all that glitters, well, you know the rest of the saying. But still, sometimes a little does pan out. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.